This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
Howdy. Hello. This is the Freedom Ministry. My name is Chris Switzer. I am your host. And today I also have a guest on the show that if you've been listening regularly, you would have heard actually a couple times already because I replayed the show where I had him on. This is Millennial Mikey. How's it going, Millennial Mikey?
Hey, Chris, what's going on? I'm glad to be on again. What's up, everybody?
Yes, we, and as Mikey always says, we do have something to talk about today, don't we?
Yes, we need to talk.
We need to
Thank
talk.
Thank you for reminding me about that. You know what's funny? I haven't done any content in a while, so I haven't been using that phrase as of late, so it's good that you reminded me about that, so thank you.
No, I love it. We need to talk. There's just so much propaganda. The propaganda is thick, and we are going to dive into it and show you guys, you know, how deep it goes, why it's happening, and what they're doing, you know, with it. And we're talking about, of course, the plandemic, which is the coronavirus, novel coronavirus, which they termed COVID-19. Which
The full name for that would be the COVID virus scamdemic. That's the full name. But you can shorten it and call it plandemic if you choose. But if you want to be detailed, you can call it that as well.
Absolutely. And with what's going on right now, in Afghanistan, they're doing, of course, what they did in Vietnam to Afghanistan. They have a war of attrition where they have big boogeymen and terrorist groups that they actually operate themselves and finance, fund, and all that stuff. And then, of course, turn around and tell us, the people, that we need counterterrorism bills and legislature and laws to protect us. You know, it's for the home front. It is homeland security.
Oh, man, the lies is just out of control. I don't understand how we got to, well, I know how we got to this point, but I don't understand how we're at this point and people like saying, well, they're not scratching their heads. They're not saying, well, wait a second. It seems like we've been here before. It looks like they're trying to bring on a War on Terror 2.0, 20 years later, mind you, too, because we're about 20 years from 9/11. So now, ironically, here this thing comes with Afghanistan, which is, I believe, one of the first countries we took down after 9/11 happened and tried to blame them for 9/11. Turned out that was untrue. Then we went to Iraq because there was weapons of mass destruction. Turns out there were no weapons of mass destruction. So, like, everybody's got to pick up on this pattern. And now everything's kind of combining into one. You got the plandemic. You got the War on Terror 2.0 coming soon to a theater near you. And and then just, like, everything's just kind of combining into one to where we're going to have a whole bunch of combined disasters where we're not going to even be able to know whether we have to focus on looking left, right, up, down, anywhere. So everybody's got to keep their eyes open. Everybody's got to be vigilant as much as possible because this doesn't show any signs of stopping anytime soon. These guys went all in, as you can see, because, and here's the proof of that. All the lies are actually coming to the forefront, which we're going to get into a lot of these today, especially with COVID. But all the lies are coming to the forefront, and they're still pushing forward, like as if either they didn't hear us or they don't even care that we know that they're lying now. So this is how you can tell that they went all in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, they definitely have put all their cards on the table, as it were, at least their public cards, and shown their hand. And I mean, they are all in, you know. They can't come back. And you know, the CDC has kind of done that and tried to do that, and so has the World Health Organization, meaning they hedge their bets. 1 week they say one thing, 2 weeks later, oh my goodness, we looked at things, the stats, the health, the this, the that, and we decided it's this, when it's completely contradictory to what they said 2 weeks prior. But, you know, as far as the Biden administration goes and all that, they're pretty much on a one-way ticket to hell. They want us to just live in hell here in America, and until it gets so bad that we just blame, I guess, our neighbors. That's what they're trying to do. You know, point your finger at your neighbor and make sure that you tell on everybody for every little infraction that you can possibly think of. If they are not like the Biden administration or, you know, any of the liberal, you know, speaking personas, you know, talking heads at this point, they're bad.
Like,
you know,
Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper, you know, those clowns. Right. And then the funny thing, since you bring up mashed potato pudding for brains, Biden, I saw his address after the so-called FDA approval, and that's something else we got to get into. But let me just quickly touch on my opinion on that, and then you can either say if you agree or disagree, Chris. The FDA approval, from what I heard, is nothing more than just an extension of the emergency use authorization. It's not an FDA approval. So basically, you might come to the conclusion that, well, if they said it's FDA approved when it's really not, rather than just an extension of EUA, then that means they blatantly lied to us. And my answer to that would be, well, why are you surprised? But the point I want to make about Biden is, in his address, he was saying it's the unvaccinated. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So going back to your divide and conquer strategy where, you know, you're talking about Americans fighting each other, this is just another divide and conquer strategy. And I didn't even hear the whole address, but I counted him saying that it was the unvaccinated's fault at least somewhere between 11 and 13 times. So he's really trying to drive that point in that it's the unvaccinated causing all these problems. And that's also another thing we got to touch on, because wait till you find what wait till I get into what I found out about what they label as a fully vaccinated person. You're either going to laugh or cry about this, or you might laugh then cry, and then laugh again. But so I wanted to get your opinion. What do you think about the FDA approval? Would you say you agree with my conclusion? Do you think I might be a little bit incorrect? Do you think I'm completely incorrect? What do you think, Chris?
No, you're right on par. You're correct. But I can't say I'm shocked that the FDA has approved it, Although I will say, I didn't see them approving it this quickly. But I'm not shocked. Yeah, they're incredulous. You know, it's the FDA. Look at their track history, folks. They don't
have the integrity. FDA, trust us. That's another thing about the FDA. Things that the FDA approved have been recalled. So if you want to say, well, it's FDA approved, so it must be okay to get the shot now. What about some of the stuff that was FDA approved and then recalled? So you can't trust me. I don't trust them at all. But say if you're someone who may have a normie sense of thinking who said, well, now the FDA approved Pfizer, so it must be okay to take the shot. Just remember, things they have approved have been recalled. Just something for you to think about before you rush into your local vaccination center and roll up your sleeves, or CVS, or whatever multinational corporation is offering to give you the shot.
Mm. Yeah, and isn't it interesting that it's usually these fly-by-night, you know, set up in Walmart's parking lot type of operation that runs these, you know, death jab injection ceremonies. It's really done that way for a reason.
Right, and speaking of Walmart, before I want to get this in before you have to go to your first break, but I was in a Walmart, and don't ask why, I just had to use the bathroom. I didn't buy anything, but not the point. But I was coming out of Walmart, and I saw someone on the floor, and they were shaking, and I'm like, so I asked the person, I was like, excuse me, is she all right? Like, yeah, she just came out from taking the COVID shot.
Whoa.
So if people want to say that we're out of our mind for feeling this way, I had experience, not from a YouTube video, not from a BitChute video, full experience face-to-face of someone on the floor shaking, feeling very crappy after taking that shot at a Walmart. Mm. So this is really going on, and that's what they want to get into you people. That, so you can be laying on the ground shaking, and because it's FDA approved. It's okay, it's FDA approved. Maybe the shake is temporary. No. You really have to pay attention to what's going on. I do not want to be laying around doing the jitterbug on the floor. No.
No. Well, wow.
But
I haven't had that experience myself. Yeah, I'm glad that you included that experience that you had, because I've only witnessed it through, like you said, YouTube videos, BitChute videos, you know, like we've probably all seen at this point. You have to kind of use your discernment, et cetera, look at the source, you know what I mean? But if you're, like you just said, Mikey, if you're in a Walmart or you're somewhere or you're at just a vaccination site and you're waiting in line perhaps to get your shot, right? And you see somebody fall on the ground and start convulsing and shaking uncontrollably, and they don't have the control over their own faculties, that should be alarming. What is wrong with you people that just wait in line for your shot, too, and stay in line?
And that's funny, because there was other people looking to get their shot, like, you know, that never left the line. It's like, they're looking right at this lady and be like, well, I hope that doesn't happen to me. Oh, there, you really want to play Russian roulette like that? I would have thought I'd be like, you know what, I think I'm good. I'm just going to get me some hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and call it a day. But, like, no.
Yeah.
People are like, no, but I want to get back to normal and stuff. Like,
yeah,
so you want to get down with your bad self jittering on the floor? Okay, good luck to you. I really hope it works out, and I just hope you don't end up like that lady. But then again, in all fairness, you know, she was a little bit of a heavy-set woman, so you never know. She might have had health issues, so that might have contributed to it. So, like, you know, you want to, like, but I know that at first glance, when I saw her on the, like, floor, like, all, like, eyes rolled back to her head, like, what would you think? Would you think, like, gee, like, can I jump the line and get some of that? No, I'm not thinking that. So I'm thinking any logical thinking person is going to say the same thing. But what I wanted to do is I just want to throw this out, because Chris said it was okay. If you want to call in and get on this conversation, because we're about to get into a lot of stuff, the number's toll-free, 1-800-313-9443. Once again, that's 1-800-313-9443. Call to talk to Chris and I, and let's have some fun. Let's really blow this thing apart, because it's about that time that this lie has to end. It's costing lives at this point. People are going to die. People are losing freedoms. People are having adverse reactions to this shot. It's got to end. So we're going to be breaking down a lot of information. And wait, like I said, wait till you see the information I pulled up on what they label a fully vaccinated person.
Yeah. It's so incredible that if this were literally 5 years ago and we were talking about this before they did this whole, you know, war game simulation on us and pulled the wool over our eyes, and we know it's real because we're living through it. But before that, okay, say you never had that experience, Event 201 didn't happen, and we are talking about this as if, hey, this is in the future, it's going to happen. It's hard to grasp that this could be a reality in America or any first world nation.
Look at Australia.
Oh, crazy.
That's like, I never, and I have a friend in Australia, so like I know, I have an idea because he tells me some things, and I haven't spoken to him maybe in about a couple of weeks, but next time if I'm on the show and I do speak to him, I'll give you guys an update. So because I believe he's in Melbourne. So that would be even more interesting to, you know, find out like what he's going through right now, what he's experiencing. And then New Zealand had their lockdown, and then their horse-faced crackhead Jacinda Ardern, the prime minister over there, was saying, "Don't talk to your neighbors, keep to your bubble." And I do a bad New Zealand accent, so just bear with me. But I'm getting the point across that she was basically telling you, "Oh, pretend like your neighbor's here. Be unfriendly to your neighborhood. Be unfriendly to your neighbor. But any adoration you have, oh, give that to the government, because remember, they're your one and only source for truth. Don't go anywhere else. Go to us because we're telling you the truth because we love you and want to give you not a vaccine." Like, it's madness. So I just hope that eventually Australia and New Zealand will actually take the time to really fight this tooth and nail. And I know it's very hard for Australia because they lost their right to bear arms back in the 90s. So I know it's a little bit tougher, but do what you got to do. Use rocks. Use sticks. Molotov cocktails. I know this is very, like, you know, sensitive information to bring up, but the thing is, I look at how the cops are just oppressing the people of Australia, and while the cops are beating on their citizens, people are yelling, "Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!" Like, that's not going to work, and they're probably smiling through their sheet muzzle, thinking like, "Oh, they're just yelling and not actually taking any action." I mean, sorry, this has to be said. Get a brick or something and start like pounding away, like, "Yo, now are you going to stop? Because we're not going to stop throwing bricks at your head until you do. And I don't care if you have helmets. I'll knock the helmet off and then cave your skull in." We're at this point. Sorry if that sounds a little bit too violent and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, this is where we're at now, and now it's gotten to the extreme, and now we have to return in like kind, because they're not getting it by us just marching in the streets complaining. Remember what I said the last time I was on your show, Chris? This is a war.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it, stop it, stop shooting at me. Stop launching bombs at me. Stop launching grenades at me. Stop launching tear gas at me. No, this is a war. You don't return.
Well, yeah.
You don't return.
Yeah, it is a war. But we also have to be careful, you know, and I'm not trying to advocate or promote violence, but I will say to defend yourself, obviously. And if it comes to it where you're, you know, obviously you're an adult and you're being abused, regardless of where that abuse is coming from, I don't care if it's perceived power, authority, you know, there's us and then there's God. And as long as you're following his commandments and you're doing what you morally and ethically know is right in your heart, you know, trust God and just do it. You know, you got to protect yourself, your loved ones, and your brethren.
Absolutely. And let me be clear, I do mean in self-defense mode, because, like, you know, I'm not advocating anybody go out and actually initiate an attack. But if you're in Australia, if you happen to be listening to us there through the internet, and you're experiencing this, where they're beating on you, especially when you're not really resisting and they're just beating on you, then, like I said, I think that's where you now have the right to take action against them. But
yes.
Like I said, I'm not going to go any further on that, but I just wanted to get that point across. And I appreciate you letting me do that. But I'm not advocating for initiating violence, though.
No, absolutely. And I'm glad that you did bring it up, because I am so sick of seeing these one-off videos of, like, a woman. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be a female. It could be a male. It could be, you know, whatever your color. It doesn't matter who the victim is or the target of this incident. But it happens way too much, where somebody gets, you know, beaten over the head randomly, or is getting, you know, beaten by a police officer or four police officers, and there's a crowd of people with their phones out. they're going to capture that on their phone and put it on TikTok and do all this and have all the comments in the world, and all these armchair quarterbacks have their critique and what they would do. Defend mm-hmm. that person. Put down your
right.
phone or record while you do it, for all I care. But help. Help your fellow
yeah.
man.
Exactly. They, they're like, oh, this is going to get 100,000 hits on TikTok. Like, come on. What are you trying right. to get, an advertisement deal? Stop it.
Yeah. Like, be a real human. This is, it's past that time of trying to just, you know, look good or get views or get this. It's we need our lives back and our freedom, because that is being taken hostage, and we are being killed systematically, you know, by an oppressive,
right.
tyrannical government.
Exactly. And they're showing their teeth now. It's not even like they're hiding. It's not like 1994 where it's like, well, everything looks fine, everything feels fine and stuff like that. You didn't have like any inkling of something was going on. Now it's like you're hearing it every day, and they will lie to you in your face even when you know the truth and you can prove the truth. They will lie. They will keep lying and lying until you decide, you know what, enough with the lies. And, like, what I hate most is that people know the lies and they just say, well, I guess we just, there's nothing we can do, so we'll just let them keep lying to us until, like, we, because, like, the whole thing is that people will keep saying, oh, well, if we just comply, it'll all go away. And how's that going on? Remember 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
Does
anybody remember that? I do.
Oh, yes.
Flatten the curve in 2 weeks, and it's been almost 2 years. So, like, oh, we just need to flatten the curve for another 2 more years?
Yeah.
This is not going to end. Right. Then you got Delta variant, Delta plus variant. And then they're probably going to go through the whole Greek alphabet. And when they run out of that, they'll probably go through the Hebrew alphabet. The Aleph variant. I mean, this will not end unless we say, you know what, game over. And quite frankly, there's not enough people that are actually saying, you know what, this ends now. I mean, Chris and I would love, you know, we're doing our part trying to put an end to this, but we can't do it by ourselves. We're two men. Like, you know, we need, like, more people to be on the same page as us and say, you know what, we're with you guys, and we've had enough, too. And the problem is we're also spread out. Like, you know, Chris is in his area. I'm in South Carolina, and Chris is thousands of miles away from me. But having like minds together come like that, we become quite a force to reckon with. So I think that's one of the cons as far as, like, you know, where we're at right now. Like, there are like minds, but we're so spread out that, like, you know, we don't have the ability to actually come together in person and build from there. Like, I've always been a fan of building communities of like minds to at least, you know what, at least resist what's going on, so that way, like, or have like a parallel community, like what the president of Czechoslovakia did in the Soviet Union. There was something called the parallel community, which was the opposite of what Stalin was in charge of, and it basically was a separate community. And I say I would have no problem with that, but you can't do it with just one person. You need a group of people with like minds to put this into action. And this is, and by the end of the show, I'm going to put basically a flag out there for anybody who is in, well, at least for me, who is in the South Carolina area, who can get to the South Carolina area. You can email me at MikeyTheMillennial@protonmail.com. And I'm really serious about building some kind of community between people who can bring their resources, bring their skills to the table, so we can at least peacefully try to resist. And if it comes down to it, if we're attacked, be able to defend ourselves. And I think that's going to be one of the best options we have at our disposal.
Yeah.
So once again, MikeyTheMillennial@protonmail.com. Email me if you can, if you're in the South Carolina area, or if you can make it to the South Carolina area, and we can, like, we can start off by talking by email. And then we'll kind of build, we kind of feel each other out. And then from there, we can decide, will we be able to build together? But we need numbers. We need numbers of like minds. And that's not going to happen if I'm in South Carolina and one person's in California and another one's in Texas and another one's in Florida. Like, it's too spread out. You need them in one area. But anyway.
Yeah. This is very true.
That's the flag I wanted to put out there. So any of the listeners out there, or call in Once again, the number is 1-800-313-9443. And let's talk about this, because I think we need to start talking about action. We can talk about it. Lord knows, Chris and I have been talking about it, well, at least me for a year, but Chris has done it a lot longer than I have. But the time for talking is over. It's time for us to take action, basically.
That's right. And with that said, Mikey, please call in. We do have a caller holding now. We'll take that call before the first break, see what we can get in here. John in Austin, Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Chris. This is probably lost its luster now, but when your guest talked about that girl in the Walmart store earlier on, it sounded to me like she had a case of the shaken vax.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. It was scary to see. I was like, wait, and then I actually knew, but I had to ask someone, and then they answered the question for me. They said, yeah, she took the shot. And I was like, and then I see people still waiting to take it, knowing what's going on. Still waiting to take it. Like, nobody stepped off the line. Nobody ran off the line. Just, like, staying there like good little slaves. Like, bro, I want me some of that. I don't get it. But my mind works a little differently than the average one, apparently.
Oh, yes. It would seem so. How's it going in your area in Texas, John?
Well, here in Austin, just listen to what Mikey was talking about there. Apart from recently when Del Bigtree was in town having a little demo at the state capitol, I haven't seen any action since the days of the Ron Paul campaign, and that's 10 years ago. So I don't know what it's going to take to get people up off their butts, but I'm not seeing any evidence of it, certainly here. And that's, you know, I can only speak from my own personal experience, and I just find it very disheartening. That's the times we live in. And as someone who's not a born American, I mean, I'm now an American citizen, and I've lived here, 23 years now? Almost, well, it'll be 23 years, Labor Day weekend, which is next weekend. And I lived in Northern Ireland at the height of the Troubles back in the early 70s. And I don't even recall Northern Ireland being as bitterly divided as America is between Republicans and Democrats. And I don't know how the hell you're ever going to resolve that issue, because as far as I'm concerned, there's not either of those parties worth a toss. If I could, I would take a power washer and just clean the entire state of Washington, D.C., because they're not worth a monkey's damn.
You're right about that one.
Mm-hmm. And not only here, but look at the clown they have as Prime Minister back in Blighty. Eh? Billy Smart Circus would give him a job in a heartbeat. He's a bloody clown. And all the muppets he has in his cabinet, and even the opposition, politics, it's just, I don't know what to say, because the language I want to use, I'm not allowed to use on the radio.
I hear you.
But the way I would normally describe these people, it's pretty choice, but I'll leave it at that, Chris, and all the best to you, mate, okay?
Thanks, John.
All right, thanks, John.
God bless you, brother.
But, you know, John's right. Like, I mean, especially, and one thing I was going to throw out is, like, it's the Republicans and Democrats, that's a fake division, because the politicians are on both sides, they all work together. I mean, you might have a few that are trying to, or it could be an act, or it could be genuine, that are trying to speak out. Like, someone asked me the other day, what about Rand Paul? I was like, well, he's saying the right things, but at the end of the day, he's still a politician, so, like, we can't say we 100% trust him. So, I mean, to get into a position like that, you have to, you know, pretty much shake a few hands, maybe some other things as well, but that's not meant for the radio. But at the end of the day, we don't, like, he's right. You need a pretty much power wash in Washington, D.C., and I think it just comes, or better yet, just don't pay them any attention. It's like it's obvious that they have no, they don't care about us, so the most logical solution is to not care about them. Ignore what they say. Don't follow their mandate. And with that said, we will be right back.
That's right. Don't go anywhere, guys. We'll be right back.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
We are back. We are back. And if you just tuned into RBN, or you tuned in late, you are listening to the Freedom Ministry. I am your host, Chris Switzer. As always, you can find my content at bitchute.com/thefreedomministry. And I also have a guest on the show who has been on before and will be on again, God willing, Millennial Mikey. And I believe his website is millennialmikey.net. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, you got it.
Okay. Excellent.
By the way, before you move on, Chris, I was told that I was taking over your show, so they would say, hey, give Chris some airtime, so I apologize for that. So I'm going to try not to steer the ship. It's your ship, and I'm steering it. That would be considered mutiny in sea terms, so I don't want to commit mutiny.
Hey.
So
it's all good, man. The captain is relaxed, and, you know, it's easy sailing, so, but I appreciate it.
you're good, no
brother.
Problem.
You're good. No, we're talking about the right stuff, and that's what matters. We need to get this stuff out to the public. I don't care who does it, how it gets done, as long as it's effective and people are becoming educated and they can wake up to this madness around them so that we have them on our side. We need the numbers, folks. We need it. You know, it's just the truth. It's the facts. Without it, we will be enslaved forever.
Yeah, no. The thing is, I like I've told you before, Chris, like we have a small window of opportunity to like change the game, but that window is closing as we're trying to change the game. So once that window shuts, that's pretty much game, set, match, checkmate, game over, whatever game ending phrase you want to use. But that's where we're at right now. But the window's still open. But again, we need to come together. That means whatever differences, put them to the side. Let's unite on this one thing and then work from there. And that's all I'm trying to tell people.
That's right. And I'm actually going to, I don't think it's long at all. I have the queued up portion that you and I were talking about off air. And I'll explain to the listeners, of course, who are thinking, what the heck's he talking about? I called into another radio show, one of the big ones in New Jersey, where I live, of course, and it's called NJ 101.5, New Jersey 101.5 radio station. Their parent company,
New Jersey,
is,
by the way.
yes. Town Square Media is the company that owns that radio station, and they're the third largest radio conglomerate in the United States of America. Just to know, you know, who we're dealing with and the power and clout that they may have. And their influence and affiliation with Big Pharma and other big industries that have control, power, and connections to the intelligence community, the military, and all the rest of it, the law enforcement community, etc. So I called into this show because I do it from time to time just to get my voice out there to the regular normies or whoever's driving home listening to the radio station and let them know that, you know, there are facts against all this madness and all these mandates and all this lies, all these lies. So I'm going to play that, and essentially the radio host, I don't want to play other callers, it'll just go on too long, but three callers before me, I think, Mikey listened to it too, so he can attest. He was told, and because he said it, he said, please don't hang up on me, because he was bringing up something sensitive to the host, one of the hosts, saying that, hey, I know you have a vaccine injured child yourself that you subjected your child to, which was, you know, that's touchy. He said, please don't hang up on me. And to his credit, I don't think he hung up on him, but he did let him go kind of prematurely. So I guess he did in a way. But then,
yes, you know, I'm actually aware of like what you're talking about. And I thought, because ironically, his name was Chris too. So I was like, thinking, well, that can't be him. It doesn't sound like him. Plus he said he was a Catholic. So I was like, okay, definitely not Chris. Not the Chris that I know. But, I remember he said that, and you're right. He didn't hang up on him on that instance where he said you have a vaccine-injured child. But that host did go off on him quite, like, harshly. It got to the point where he was describing what COVID actually meant, and that's when he got into the acronym Certificate of Vaccination ID, and then 19 being AI, and that's where the host let him go. So I remember that, and I was like, wow, I didn't expect that to – I actually am surprised that went through, but then again, I'm not surprised he cut him off after that.
Yes, and also, just so for context so the listeners understand, the topic that the radio hosts were fielding calls for at the time was jab versus job. Would you vaccinate if your work required it? Talking about the new mandate and the CDC approving it recently, et cetera. So I called in, okay? And you're going to just hear the call unadulterated as it was. Here it is.
Hey, than a flamethrower than a bazooka.
That was a nice watch, too. A nice knife. I had to throw that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, news is next, New Jersey 101.5.
All Jersey.
me trying to correct anybody. From now on, whenever you know somebody's saying something that is misinformation about the pandemic, I say you just fire off, cool.
Cool.
Be very subtle, you know? But subtler. That's a time saver right there. All right, we want to talk about something that I know is difficult because emotions run high about this. And listen, if you don't want your kids wearing masks when they go back to school, I'm a parent too, and I totally get it. I've got a set of very little ones, and then I've got two teenagers, and I feel like such a schmuck because over the summer, when they were away visiting their biological mom, I let them know, hey, you know, great news, you're not going to have to do masks anymore, because that was the big announcement,
right?
You know,
repeal.
Right, you're not going to have to do masks anymore, yes, I'm sure, because I never thought some Delta variant was going to come along and screw everybody over again. And so then, of course, weeks later, now it's all changed. So I'm not happy about it, but there was a Monmouth University poll, and I think a lot of people might be surprised by this. It came up with some shocking numbers as far as the level of support for wearing masks. And I think before I even give the numbers, if you haven't caught them in the news, I want to point something out. I don't think when somebody answers, yes, I strongly support masking the kids, I don't think that necessarily means they're happy about it. You know? I don't think that necessarily means that parents are, oh, yeah, anything we can do. I mean, I think they're probably, it's almost like one of those, like, when you walk into an election booth and you choose the lesser of two evils and you hold your nose and vote.
You do it grudgingly.
Right. I think it's one of those things, to be fair about it. I don't think people are just so, you know, gleeful about having to slap a mask on a kid's face. I really don't. But the result of this was, when it's narrowed down to just the parents out of all the registered voters, if you're a parent, it was 69% supporting wearing masks back to school for kids.
That surprised me.
It's overwhelming. And this might even be more shocking. When you factor in everybody, whether they're a parent or the non-parents, when you put them all together, it barely drops. It's 67% saying, yes, we should be doing this. And we want to ask you the same question. And what are you planning on doing? 1-800-283-101.5. How do you feel about kids having to start another school year wearing a mask? How do you feel about that? And if you have really strong feelings against it, are you going to try to instruct your kids to just defy it? Didn't we just read that Murphy's own district where he lives is actually possibly going to defy the mask mandate?
Yes, Middleton.
Right. I mean, wow. That would be quite a story. I wonder what they would do, you know? Tanks are rolling in across the middle school lawn as we speak. Yeah, like, what would they do? I don't know what they would do. But how do you feel about it? Again, you know, it would be nice if we could all accept nobody's happy about it. But does it make sense considering where the numbers are going? I was just reading how we have just entered a new phase of this Delta period that, you know, we had a lot of the cases going up for several weeks now. And I was just reading how I believe it was in the past week. You know, forgive me if I get this wrong. I could try to pull it back up. But in the past week, I believe it was over 7,000 people died from this. And they were pointing out how that was more than 9/11 and Pearl Harbor combined. And scary part about this is that the ages are getting a lot lower. That's the really trippy thing. Part of that is because the vaccines do some good, even though you could still get it, but it's a lot harder to get it vaccinated. The elderly people are probably the most thoroughly vaccinated in the country. The younger you get, the less vaccinated you were, because before the Delta variant came along,
really was no need.
Right. It was not affecting you nearly that much if you did get it. Well, now you get sicker from it if you do get it. And because it's looking, the virus, I'm saying, is looking for the unvaccinated to latch onto. It needs you to exist. then that means that they're going to find the people who are younger, because those are the people who were not vaccinated. And so as a result, yeah, younger and younger people are starting to get sick, and kids are starting to get sick. So I'm not happy about this at all, but it's not going to be the end of the world. And if it's what most people want, I mean, had this been like a ballot question, if this were like an actual question that had been voted upon, this is a pretty scientific polling, and it's quite a landslide. So, hey, go ahead, wear the damn mask. 1-800-283-101.5.
Chris in Tom's River, you're on New Jersey, 101.5.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
All right, Chris, what do you think?
Well, I've already taken my children out of school just to, you know, because you can't change their policies from within, unfortunately. They're going to do what they're going to do. But I just think it's kind of crazy that people are still going along with this madness after, you know, a year plus of flattening the curve. They've lied to us left and right about every aspect of this thing from its inception, and they've still yet to isolate any virus. So it's a little confusing and puzzling to me why we're
When you say isolate a virus, what do you mean? You mean completely kill it all?
Isolate the SARS-CoV-2 virus, the actual what COVID-19 is. No one's isolated it. They've just created it in labs, what they think it should be,
well,
based on what they've seen from, you know, PCR tests and whatever.
Well, you know, it's not true to say that we never flattened the curve, though. We did.
Right.
But it came back.
Right, with Delta variants and all sorts of variants that don't exist as well. If you look at the AMA journal, the medical journal from 1989...
Did you say that don't exist?
The variants, yes, because we've never isolated any virus.
So the variant doesn't exist.
Isolating the COVID virus, the coronavirus, which is actually known as the common cold, if you go into the AMA journal...
Okay. No, we're not doing this. No, this is not the common cold, and I'm not allowing it on my show. Call another show. We're not doing that. This is not the common cold. The common cold does not kill over 600,000 people. I'm not allowing the lies. I'm done with it. 1-800-283-101.5. How do you feel about masks in schools?
518.
So there it was. They don't kick callers off the air, right?
Yeah, apparently they do. But you know what's funny? I think afterwards, before you stopped the clip, they talked about, oh, Reuters already debunked this. Reuters, a Rothschild publication. That's what you go by. That's what you put your faith in, and that's what you use to prove that what Chris said was a lie. What the truth is, Chris actually told the truth about they never did isolate it, which is going to give, and we're probably going to have to do it on the next break, but this is going to get into the FOIA request that I sent to the CDC. They responded to me about 4 days ago. And what I'm going to do is, when we get that, because it's probably going to take a while to delve into, or we might even have to do it in the next hour, is that I'm going to read the FOIA request to you guys, and then I'm going to get Chris's unadulterated, uncensored opinion on what I read. So I'm going to read it outright, and then I'm going to let Chris comment on it, and then I'm going to bring up some other information that's just going to show that the CDC is just pretty much their goose is cooked when it comes to this. So that'll probably be in the next segment or the next hour. I'll probably save for the next hour because I'm pretty sure there's some things Chris wants to get into.
Yeah, we'll get to it. I also want to thank everybody for calling in and holding. I did want to get that, you know, that little clip out there and air it before we continued with callers. But I appreciate you guys holding, and I'm going to take the next caller who's on the line, Andy in Texas on line 3. How are you, Andy?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Chris. I really like your guest. He's very proactive. That was really quick how they cut you. Bet. That was really quick how they cut you off as soon as you went to the actual proof. You know, it is been isolated as a cold. They haven't isolated anything, right, but they can say it's a common cold. And they've never seen this under a microscope. I mean, those little polyps or whatever they show you as the coronavirus, that's never been seen before. That's their invention. That's CGI. But having said that, America needs to wake up, because this is a kill jab. All you got to do is look around. You'll find somebody who knows somebody who's been killed by the jab. And there is people in denial and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, we're not fighting back against this. I mean, like your guest there said, you know, we got to do something before it's too late. There's a window of opportunity here, and the window is you don't wait till the fight begins. Once you've seen something, you react immediately, and we saw this for over 18 months now, and we're not reacting like rational people. And I'm sure it has a lot to do with the stupid food they're feeding us, the poison water, and the air that they're doing. This all has everything to go along with this. I mean, this has been planned for a minute. It's depopulation 101. They've been depopulating. Why is this 102? Because they've been depopulating us with all the poisons anyway. But hey, I'll let you go with that. You got a lot of information to get out. I just think America needs to wake up. They're fighting you. They're killing you. They're jabbing you. So you should get proactive. We got to start doing something. We got to get proactive. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Andy. Yeah, that's a great call.
Absolutely. I don't disagree with him. And he just basically said what I've been saying. You don't want that window to close. And then you're like, okay, let's do something. Why is the window closed? We can't open it now.
Right.
Well, what did I say about the window closing? This is the problem I was trying to get across to people. And Andy, he nailed it right there. But, thanks for the call, Andy. Appreciate it.
And with that, we are going to our next scheduled break. Please don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We got a great show for you.
You people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back, audience. Wherever you are in this world listening to this show, thank you very much for listening. I do appreciate it. We need more people taking action and speaking out like my guest is, and I'm glad that that's, you know, resonating with people. I'm thrilled because, like I said earlier, when Mikey said he was, you know, taking over the show, and he isn't, I don't care who, you know, brings this out there. I don't care. I don't care if it's Pee Wee Herman, you know, and I don't like that guy at all. I don't care as long as it gets out there, you know? Yeah, just to give you a real example, you know, like, hey, that guy's got a clouded past, a checkered history, you know, what a weirdo. But hey, I don't care as long as the information is verifiable. It's truth, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, let's get it out there.
But hey, Pee Wee Herman, if you want to reach out to us and, like, you know, you got any information on COVID, hey, Chris and I are willing to hear you out. I mean, I don't like that's you either, right. But hey, truth is truth, right?
Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Do we have any more phone calls? I like talking to people.
No. If you know what? I have the text open with you, I know, and because we're not in the Skype, you know, I'm sorry I wasn't as organized as I should have been, you know, keeping you abreast to the calls calling in as well. But I'll definitely let you know, like, real time through the text like that. But we don't have any callers right now. So if you'd like to get in there, hey, give us a call.
Well, the phone
and Mike,
the phone number,
that number.
Yes, 1-800-313-9443 if you want in on the show today. We're here till 4 p.m. So, whatever you want to share with us, let us know. Or you can even change the direction of the conversation. If you feel like COVID has been beaten down into the ground, which, like, between Chris and I, we've done that quite a bit. But if you want to talk about something else, just to let you know, if anybody brings up the Afghanistan thing, I think Chris can comment a little bit more on that than I can. But, whatever you want to talk about, yeah, the number
That's
is
right.
1-800-313-9443. But since we got a few minutes, I just want to throw this out here because I wanted to tell people what I found. And as of right now, I can't verify the source document for this, but I know I got it from one of Max Egan's videos. And it talks about a fully vaccinated person. And Chris, by any means, if you know where this actually could be found, the source material, please let me know because I just saw the video and just took a screenshot and then wrote it down. I hand wrote it down so I could read it off. So apparently this is saying that a fully vaccinated person means a person who 14 days prior received a second dose of a two-dose series or 14 days prior received one dose of a single-dose vaccine. A person is not fully vaccinated until this time period of 14 days from the last date of the required dose has lapsed. Additionally, after 3 months from the last dose, a person is no longer considered to be a fully vaccinated person. So, with that short little paragraph, go ahead, Chris, because I know you got something to say about this. So I'm going to let you take this
one. It's just absurd. It goes back to words of art, okay? And that's what they do is they change the meanings of things so that common everyday language that you and I would use to speak and communicate does not mean what they say. When they say the same term or word or phraseology, it could mean something entirely different because, hey, look what we did. We changed the definition, right?
Right.
We own all the dictionaries and encyclopedias. We can do it.
But where have we seen that before? Merriam-Webster, definition for vaccine. You brought this out, as a matter of fact. This is how I learned about it. It was from Chris. He put a video out saying that they changed it, I think, this year or maybe the end of last year, but it was somewhere around there. They changed the definition of a vaccine to include the mRNA. So
yes,
I found this out from Chris, and I was like, wait a second. So wait, now they can say, well, it is a vaccine because Merriam-Webster said so, even though if you go probably back to a pre-2020 dictionary, it won't say that. But that's how I learned about how they... So Chris makes a good point where they change the words to mean what they want them to mean, so that way they keep control of the narrative, and they make you think a certain thing, like the FDA approval. This is not an... Again, if you're just tuning in now, this is not an FDA approval. All they did was just extend the emergency use authorization, and that's all they did. It's not... And then, one more thing about the FDA approval. If it is an FDA approval, why is it still in clinical trials till 2023? You don't FDA approve something that's still in clinical trial.